Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than the Amazon bestseller list? And it's not just work, right? There are appointments, errands, family obligations, and don't even get me started on trying to squeeze in a workout or catch up with friends. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, desperately trying to keep all those plates spinning without dropping any? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today we're tackling the age-old question. How do we prioritize self-care when life feels like one giant hamster wheel? Because let's face it, taking care of ourselves isn't some fluffy, feel-good concept. It's a foundational pillar for emotional strength, resilience, and even productivity. Think about it, if your phone is constantly low on battery, you can't really use it effectively, right? Same goes for us humans. When we neglect our well-being, we become depleted, stressed, and prone to burnout. So, how do we rewire the habit loop and make self-care a non-negotiable part of our daily lives? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, define your own version of self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be amazing. It's about identifying activities that genuinely replenish your energy and bring you joy. Maybe it's reading a good book, going for a hike, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking a quiet 10 minutes to meditate. Second, schedule it in. I know, time is the biggest luxury we all crave, right? But hear me out. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, a meeting you can't reschedule. Block out specific time slots in your calendar and stick to them like they are non-negotiable. Trust me, those me moments will be way more valuable than that extra hour spent scrolling through social media. Third, start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with one or two manageable changes. Maybe it's waking up 15 minutes early for a quick yoga session or dedicating an evening to disconnect from technology and engage in a hobby you love. Small steps lead to big wins. Fourth, learn to say no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial for protecting your time and energy. You don't have to agree to every request or commitment that comes your way. It's okay to politely decline invitations or delegate tasks if you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, setting boundaries is a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. And finally, be kind to yourself. There will be days when life throws curveballs and self-care takes a backseat. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, regroup, and get back on track as soon as you can. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Imagine this. You are at your desk, surrounded by stacks of paperwork and emails piling up faster than a pancake tower at a syrup-themed competition. Stress levels are skyrocketing, caffeine dependence is at an all-time high, and you're starting to feel like you're losing the plot. But wait. Before you reach for another energy drink, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. Take a deep breath, step away from your desk, and do something small that brings you joy. Maybe it's listening to your favorite song, taking a quick walk outside, or even just closing your eyes and practicing a few minutes of mindfulness. You'll return to your work feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle those challenges with renewed energy and focus. Remember, folks, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, go out there and prioritize that me time. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small ways you incorporate self-care into your daily routine? Share your tips and tricks on social media using the hashtag #StoicMentalArmorSelfCare. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep training your mental armor.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.